Now, this is dashing across the first lines of several verses in Psalm 63, the first eight verses. But it's coming from the point of view of King David, who has a history with God. Do you have a history with God? And what does that history tell you about God when things get difficult? He's still there even when you can't find him. Did you know that sometimes God hides himself for your benefit? When Jesus says, pray that you be led not into temptation, what is he talking about? You have an enemy. And he comes to tempt you, to turn you aside. Remember, when James talks about this stuff, he says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lusts. Okay? So there are things in us that will turn us aside. But did you know that the Holy Spirit will lead you into a wilderness of temptation? See, the devil tempts you to turn you aside. The Holy Spirit will lead you into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil for the purpose of exposing to you what you have become.
Amen.
It's an affirming thing. So when you're in those situations where you can't find God, this is the time where who you really are is on display. And so David is one of these seasons, and he says, oh God, you're my God, earnestly will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, and my body longs for you, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Does that sound like a condition of soul to you? Have you ever been there? Are any of you there right now? Let me see them. Then this word is for you. Okay. My soul thirsts for you, and my body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Now, we've got metaphors, we've got stories, we've got pictures. Were the children of Israel ever in a place where there was no water? What did they have to drink? Rocks. And so what did the Lord do? Had Moses strike a rock. And Scripture says in Corinthians that rock was Jesus. Now, David is in a dry place, but he's reflecting on his history in God. He says, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. I've seen this with my own eyes. And because your love is better than life, my lips will continue to glorify you, even though I am in a dry place that has no water. Now, how many of you know praising God is difficult in a dry place with no water? But what's the proper response in the dry place with no water? Why? Because you have a history with a God who you know his love is better than life. So, I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands in a dry and thirsty place where there is no water. My soul will be satisfied. Now, does that sound like something up ahead? Remember, he is saying to his soul, O my soul, why art thou disquieted? We shall yet hope in God. Why? Because we have history with him. We have been here before. We know what this feels like. This is not the time to lose perspective. Don't question in the darkness what God has told you in the light. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. Now, get the picture. He's in a dry place. What happens when you're dry? What happens when you're dry for a long period of time? Cracked lips, swollen tongue, my lips will praise you in a dry and thirsty land. Do you see it? Okay. Because he knows something about the God who's led him down this finger path. On my bed, I will remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Have you and God been thinking in the night lately? Have you been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, groaning at God? You're sleep deprived? Call me, I'm awake. Same place. Patty's not, so make it on vibrate. Because you are my help, I will sing in the shadow of your wings, and my soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me. Does that make sense? Does that make sense in the present distress? See, once upon a time, the children of Israel were on a journey to the land of promise. We who have entered into the rest now live in the land of promises. We cling to our promises because He who gives them is certain. And like many other things we have known in the past, this too shall pass. As we're worshiping today and contemplating and testifying and building up ourselves in our most holy faith, praying in the Spirit and encouraging one another while it is yet today, there is a lifeline in the Spirit that God extends to us. It's the hold on thing and the promise He will hold on when your strength is gone. I wonder, is there something else in there for us?
I give myself away.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. We have a yes.
What did I just yes to? Hallelujah. This song, I would normally apologize for doing another new song, but it's a simple song, and the message is very good. The main line is, I give myself away. And at the end of the song, it's, my life is not my own. To you I belong. So if you're able to stand and lift your hands to the Lord, sometimes it helps to posture your body in such a way. Whatever you have to do to awaken your spirit. I'll admit it. Okay.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Away. give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my day.
Tell him to his face.
My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself away. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself. I give myself.
more time. Here we go.
My life is not my own. And to you I belong. I give myself to you.
Hallelujah. There's none like you, none like you.
A couple more times, Nikki.
How I need your presence, Lord. Just to be where you are. It'll change me, change.
Oh,